This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers plan to spend about $450 million of federal COVID-19 relief money on behavioral health efforts, ranging from overdose reversal drugs to residential care facilities. Here's Democratic Representative Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Together, we can make smarter investments to solve our behavioral health crisis and set ourselves up for success as we tackle the root causes of crime.
The full legislature now will consider bills to enact the proposal, alongside similar plans for housing, economy recovery, labor, and business. The spending was decided on by bipartisan panels of lawmakers and experts. The Denver Broncos say charges of racial discrimination filed in a federal lawsuit against them Tuesday are false. The team says allegations made by former NFL head coach Brian Flores around an interview he had in 2019 are wrong. Flores says the interview began late and was conducted unprofessionally. The Broncos say they had a sincere interest in hiring Flores, who is black. The team eventually hired another head coach, Vic Fangio, who is white. A man living in a Boulder apartment who allegedly wrote an 800-page violent manifesto about killing people in California and Colorado will face federal charges. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 31-year-old has been transferred into federal custody because he made threats in two states, officials said late Tuesday. He reportedly wrote a manifesto about mass shooting violence. Campus police at UCLA obtained this manifesto, tracked him to Boulder, and alerted local police. He was taken into custody Tuesday morning after barricading himself in his apartment for several hours. No one was injured. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Temperatures across the Front Range are lingering in the teens.